This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hunter Biden gets a gun charge kicked out, citing the Second Amendment. Do you think that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, his father, will call a press conference and basically say to the world, we want to thank all those who who are proponents of the Second Amendment, who have fought to keep the Second Amendment the Second Amendment, and are, you know, just unabashedly trying to make sure that Americans continue to have the right to keep and bear arms. Do you think they'd have a press conference like that, or even say it in passing on the way to the helicopter? I don't think so. Don't hold your breath, and we don't know how all that's going to play out. But that is part of their their defense, trying to get this this case kicked out regarding the gun charges, and of course tack that all onto the tax charges and all the other stuff going on with Hunter Biden and of course Joe Biden. Folks, welcome back to the program here. Hour number four of the Tuesday edition is here, is upon us. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. If you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Also, of course, we want to welcome everyone listening on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, of course, also on AM 930. And then also, of course, for our different radio and AM and FM affiliates distributed out by GCN Network. So welcome to everybody from there, and welcome to everybody at GCN Network this morning. Everybody's working hard, and we sure appreciate that very, very much. And we're here with you folks in the overnight hours across America, and we have a lot to say, and we have a lot to do, and it's chock full this morning here on this Tuesday edition. So once again, welcome back to the program. Well, speaking of Hunter Biden and of Joe Biden, of course, has been known to tell some whoppers in the past, to say the least. And he's back again. And he's telling the often exaggerated story, this from Fox News, about the time a minor fire occurred at his Delaware home as a result of a lightning strike in 2004 that he says almost claimed the life of First Lady Jill Biden. Biden began his speech to a group of firefighters in Philadelphia on Monday with a story that didn't quite go as far as he'd taken it in the past, but it still included the claim that his wife's life was in danger despite the fire being small and contained in the kitchen. And I think that we have the audio for that here ready to go. We do.
The guys I grew up with, they saved my life. They also saved my home and my wife's life. When I was away, it was the last day that the most famous guy doing Meet the Press in Washington, D.C., and I was doing the program. And what happened was there was a lightning struck a little pond behind my house, hit a wire, came up through the basement of my home in three stories, and the smoke literally ended up being that thick, literally that thick. You've seen it. You guys have seen it. I wasn't there, and my wife was there, and my dog and my cat, and my 67 Corvette, but all kidding aside, they saved my wife, got her out, saved my home.
And the Corvette. But folks, this isn't exactly the way that that whole thing went down, as the article points out. Of course, he's told the story in different capacities, speaking on a New Hampshire bridge in 2021 about the bipartisan infrastructure plan. Biden said, without this bridge, as I said earlier, it's a 10-mile detour just to get to the other side. And I know, having had a house burned down with my wife in it, she got out safely, God willing, that having a significant portion of it burn, I can tell 10 minutes makes a hell of a difference, unquote. So, you know, and, you know, we're glad that Joe Biden was never in any real danger. But it just goes to show, I mean, when you get these kinds of whoppers and it's now known, I mean, this has been debunked a lot. And yet Biden is still kind of telling it. So I guess it begs the question, does he know that this is an embellished story, or does he not care if it's an embellished story? And why keep telling it like that? Unless he just kind of goes on autopilot. And I'm sorry to say that. I mean, we don't take any joy in seeing this kind of deterioration. And I think that's important to point out. We don't take any joy in it, because many of us have had family members or others that have been close to us, perhaps, that exhibit some of this kind of behavior, and it's very sad. But there's a big difference between being, Uncle Joe at the Thanksgiving or something like that, and kind of telling the stories that you kind of heard before, but each time it gets a little worse, or, you know, it didn't really happen like that, Joe, but, you know, okay, and you just kind of move on. But this is the president of the United States, right? This is the president of the United States who has to talk to the world leaders, not just in the best of times, but in the worst of times. And if Joe Biden believes some of these different things, or if they're simply not clear to him, then I think that's a real cause of concern. And, of course, also, of course, the vet, you know, the Corvette interest into this, and not just the vet, but also the secure documents, or the top secret classified documents that were right next to the vet in the garage. Well, they did not burn up, as far as we know. Well, he didn't know they were there, right? So stay right there, everybody. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got a lot more to talk about as we head through this Tuesday morning edition. Hour number four is here. And once again, the time is just flying by. And unfortunately, I think it could be like an Einstein relativity issue. It just seems like time goes fast on this program. And by the time you know it, before you know it, we're already into hour four, into segment number two. As we round out the morning here on the program. So, once again, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. Send me a direct message, and we sure appreciate those as well. Let's head over to the telephone lines here. We got, a wild card caller here this morning. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I think that it's very shameful what's going on with the U.S. voting against the ceasefire and Israel killing some Palestinians to obviously...
Okay.
Go after the $1 trillion worth of oil and gas into the sand in northern Gaza and build the Ben Gurion Canal so big tankers can come through.
All right, is this Bob and Banning?
Oil and gas.
Is this Bob and Banning?
Yeah.
All right, Bob and Banning. Yeah. Well, we appreciate the call. I know you've kind of stated these things before, but so do you have something else for us this morning?
We've got. we've got to keep talking about it because it's a shame on America, a shame on America in front of the world, a shame on Israel. And Israel and America are the two most shameful nations on the face of the earth.
Well, I got to tell you, I got to take issue with you there, Bob. And we didn't. I don't think that that's exactly right. I think again, we've got a lot of problems going on with these terror organizations. We've got problems with people who are absolutely just hating hating on the Jews, advocating genocide of the Jews, advocating the destruction of the state of Israel, and I don't agree with that. I don't think Americans agree with that, and unfortunately, I think that a lot of people have just kind of gone off the rails on that. But thank you for calling, Bob, and maybe we'll talk to you again real soon, but thanks for calling this morning. But I just really got to take issue with that. I don't think that it's a shame on America or a shame on Israel when we saw exactly what Hamas did when they came across the borders of Gaza on October the 7th. And what do you do in that? How do you have, and by the way, they were even asked about having a proportional response. How do you have a proportional response to the things that the Hamas terror group did to Israel? And this is what I think is really burning up a lot of people, is they find out that, you know, you have calls for these kinds of things. What's your proportional response going to be like? Or they say, well, let's have a ceasefire. Or they say other things like, well, you know, you got to follow the rules of war and you got to do all this stuff. And I got to tell you that this kind of mentality is not going to be helpful. But unfortunately, I think it's misguided, and unfortunately, it's becoming in some ways pervasive, especially when you have this narrative that's being accepted lock, stock, and barrel by some people. They jump on the bandwagon. We were talking about this last night with Frank Salvato. And they jump on the bandwagon and they say, well, look, I've got this cause. We're going to make change in the world. We're going to stop the occupation. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And then you happen to be a Jewish person going to school or running your business or living in the big world, and suddenly you've got to be looking over your shoulder because now, for some odd reason, it's okay to just hate on the Jews these days. I saw some footage earlier, a plane flying over Cambridge, Massachusetts, with a tail dragger pulling a banner saying, you know, this, hey, Harvard hates Jews or something with the Palestinian flag on it. I mean, at this point, you know, have we learned nothing from history? You know, over the weekend, I actually had a really good conversation with a Jewish man who had immigrated to this country 20 years ago with peanuts, basically, in terms of money in his pocket. Today he's a very successful businessman, owns some real estate, doing very well, and singing the praises of America. And it was a wonderful conversation that we had, and I'm telling you to come from that and to see what's happening in America these days. And we talked about what happened in the 1940s, in the 1930s, right, building up to World War II, the Third Reich, and the obscenities of the Third Reich. So when I hear things like that, like, well, the shame on America, it's a shameful thing, and they're just trying to get oil, they're just trying to build a canal, all this other kind of stuff, I really have to take issue with that and push back on it because, you know, this is a narrative that somebody's trying to get out there other than what we see happening right in front of our faces, which in fact is the Hamas terror groups sponsored by places like Iran, countries like Iran and others. And now they're trying to manipulate this thing into a open season on Israel and the Jewish people. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to have to go through all of us, right, to get to them. That's just the way that it's going to be, because we absolutely have to stand with our friends who share our values of freedom, democracy, and self-determination, things like that. And again, it's so sad because you have this mentality out there, which is really, really quite obscene. Folks, let's go over here to the next telephone line. I think we got Anthony in Tampa. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. I have to say that the young people of the world, especially in the U.S., are really set into turmoil because no other era and no other age group is more prone to paranoia being pushed into their minds than the modern times. I'm looking at Greta Thunberg, the whole climate change paranoia. And the latest one is Taylor Swift, who, of all people, was named the most popular individual of the year by Time magazine. And the latest information is that she was funding Hamas, of all things to do, from a person who's supposed to be an example to young people. And it's disastrous how these people, these individuals, celebrities, the music artists on the left, are being portrayed as idols to the young people, and they're actually misleading them. That's why you have so much confusion on campuses. You have professors who are espousing anti-Semitic verbiage, what I call Judenhaus, which trails back to the Nazi era, and yet parents seem to turn a blind eye to what their kids are being fed. It's shameful that the Gen Zers are being thrown into the pool of confusion and mass paranoia, and they're lost. Without guidance, the young people are lost, and these are going to be our future leaders. God forbid, man. God forbid. I hope that some parents wake up and grasp the common sense and start leading their kids in the right path. Otherwise, they're lost. And I appreciate you allowing me to vent this.
Sure.
I think it's important for adults to see the dangers that young people are being imposed upon. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anytime, Anthony. We appreciate the call. And you're right. The future leadership of America and the other parts of the world, I mean, it's a little scary at this point. And that's why we have programs like this, and we have the ability to say, hey, wait a minute. you've got the wrong idea. So we're going to try to put that out there for you. Absolutely.
Sounds good. I appreciate your show, bro.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Anthony. Take care. All right, Anthony in Tampa, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And, folks, don't forget 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. We're going to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour, but we're going to come right back because we have, I mean, you know, we've been going through the morning, but I kind of feel like we haven't even gotten started yet. That's what we do here on the show. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. It's Tuesday.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News update. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent John Decker.
It may just decide, you know what, we're not going to step in at this point. Or it may say, you know what, this is a very important issue. We need to resolve this issue right now.
The Supreme Court said they will consider the expedited request. The Biden administration defends its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. They express concerns that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Well, this wouldn't be Christmas, right, without George Michael's Last Christmas. It's one of those songs that's one of the songs you can't get away from during the holiday season, and so we're not putting up any fight on that. But welcome back, and of course, actually, it's actually kind of a cool Christmas song, and yeah, one of the things that I've always thought is that it's not easy to write a Christmas song. Right? It's just not. And I think that's why you have some artists, they have a Christmas song and it's not so good, sometimes. And, but, sometimes they really hit a home run with them. You know, unless you're like Paul McCartney, you know, Paul McCartney can write a song in 10 minutes as well. And, you know, but, and it can be very catchy. You know, I don't know in a million years who else would come up with Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, but he did, right? And it's almost as if, you know, you'd bring that song into somebody and go, this is the song. They go, really? But it's Paul McCartney. You go, wow, this is amazing. But he has a very cool way of writing songs as well. Earlier we had heard something from Elton John's Step Into Christmas, and I was telling the story, I think back in hour number one. That was done pretty much in the day, and especially back then, they worked really, really fast. They would put down several tracks sometimes in the day, even for things like Yellowbrick Road. That was done, as I said, in the day, step into Christmas, and then they tried to do it as sort of an homage to Phil Spector with that big sound, you know, the big wall sound and stuff like that. So, but at any rate, trying to write a Christmas song is hard. I'm sure that it is. All right, so once again, welcome back to the program, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Well, let's see here. I found this from the Wall Street Journal. I thought it was quite interesting. Trump as a dictator is a classic case of projection. Biden and his supporters try to excuse and deflect attention from their own authoritarian actions. Okay, this is an opinion piece by Alicia Finley. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Alicia Finley. And, you know, that's one of the things we've been hearing lately. Well, authoritarianism is coming back. You know, Trump may, if he wins, it's going to usher in an authoritarian time in our country. And we'll never have a democracy ever again. And by the way, it'll be the last election and we won't have them anymore. And it's going to go on and on and on. And I almost kind of think it's almost like you're kind of laying it on too thick. You know, if you ask me, it's not like, well, there are certain considerations that you might have with the president who does this or that, or might executive order us, you know, to death, that kind of stuff. But all presidents do issue lots of executive orders. So in other words, they've got to try to make it sound as catastrophic as possible, right? Oh, it's going to be authoritarian. It's coming in. And that's a 50-cent political science word, isn't it? Authoritarian. It's going to be dictatorial, right? So the opinion piece starts off with this. If you haven't heard, Donald Trump and his MAGA Republicans are planning a coup. A Trump dictatorship is increasingly inevitable. Robert Kagan, an editor-at-large at the Washington Post, writes in a recent 6,000-word essay that compares America's fractious democracy with Weimar Germany. Budding opinion writers are instructed not to draw inapt comparisons to Hitler, yet Mr. Trump's opponents are casting aside such conventions in much the same way as they're jettisoning political and legal ones. Only by convincing themselves that Mr. Trump threatens the existence of the republic can they justify their own weaponization of the government to stop him. When a marauder is crashing through your house, you throw everything you can at him, pots, pans, candlesticks, in the hopes of slowing him down and tripping him up, Mr. Kagan writes. Cynicism is one way to explain the left's hysteria. Another is that the portrayal of Mr. Trump as a would-be dictator is a textbook case of psychological projection. Very interesting. The process by which people avoid confronting their own unwanted thoughts, feelings, or behaviors by subconsciously ascribing them to others. Psychologists refer to this as a defense mechanism. That's pretty good so far, don't you think? President Biden and his supporters project their own authoritarian impulses onto Mr. Trump because they don't want to come to terms with their own illiberalism. The examples in the Biden presidency are rife. With a stroke of a pen, Mr. Biden tried to cancel a $500 billion in student debt, ban evictions, and mandate COVID vaccines, each of which the Supreme Court blocked because Congress never gave the president the authority to do so. Even after losing at the high court, his administration has used other regulatory means to write off about $770 billion in student debt. Let's go back here to what Nancy Pelosi said at the very first hint of trying to wipe out student loans. And this is what Nancy Pelosi said before she kind of fell into line, I guess, with everything. But this was coming from the then Speaker of the House regarding what this president wanted to do, and it was not authorized. The president has authorized to do many things, right? But not this. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not.
Yep, couldn't have said it better myself. And that's one of those times when, oddly enough, we start our opinion aligns up with Nancy Pelosi, because that was in fact the case, right? And of course, as I said, I think she kind of, had a reevaluation of that or something later on. But nevertheless, the initial reaction was the correct one. So back to the article. Mr. Biden has abused his authority under the 1906 Antiquities Act to wall off nearly 1.5 million acres of land from fossil fuel development. He's reconstructed the Clean Air Act to shut down coal and gas power plants and ban gasoline-powered cars. And he has ignored Congress's command to lease federal land for an oil and gas drilling and dallied on holding auctions even after being ordered by a federal court to do so. His administration has failed to enforce the nation's immigration laws, right? Paroling millions of migrants into the U.S. rather than detaining them at the border or holding them in Mexico while they await hearings. The immigration court backlog has doubled to 2 million since 2019 amid a surge of migrants exploiting lax law enforcement. The top brass has threatened social media companies with retribution, including antitrust lawsuits, if they don't censor speech that progressives dislike. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in September ruled that Biden officials had violated the First Amendment by colluding with tech platforms to squelch politically disfavored speech about COVID and elections. A phalanx of regulators, Federal Trade Commission, Securities and Exchange Commission, National Labor Relations Board, and Justice Department has targeted Elon Musk's companies for sundry regulatory infractions after the tech entrepreneur criticized Democrats' leftward lurch and recommended Americans vote for Republicans in the 2022 midterms. Yeah, they didn't like that very much, right? They didn't take too kindly to that whole thing, right? Meanwhile, the Justice Department special counsel has filed trumped-up charges against Mr. Trump, no pun intended, I'm sure, for allegedly defrauding the U.S. progressives. Prosecutors in Georgia and New York have piled on. New York Attorney General Letitia James even campaigned for office in 2018 on a pledge to nail the sitting president. Yeah, see, that's the thing. You know, elect me because I'm going to go find a crime. I'll find it, no matter whatever it is. And just elect me because this is going to be my reason for being. And folks, I mean, this is the kind of thing that we would hear about in a third world country, for example, and we'd say, oh, how horrible and how sad and how pathetic, and, you know, the people there are just suffering under this kind of system and this kind of retribution and corruption and stuff like that, and we'd say, poor them, right? We would just, I mean, it'd be Thanksgiving, right? Poor them. Yeah, they don't know how to run things. And yet, this is exactly what's happening here. So this is a great piece. Again, it's in the Wall Street Journal. And, again, it does sound like projection, doesn't it? Oh, yes, Trump is going to be the dictator. Well, what is the far left, what is the Democrat Party elite trying to do to your life? Aren't they trying to mandate just about everything? Oh, boy. We just tell it like it is, folks. Stay right there. We're coming right back. I'll warn with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Oh, this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over,
you know the thing,
and you won't just be gone.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And so this is Christmas,
and it is Christmas. It's right around the corner. I don't know about you, but I'm still far behind on shopping, and I tell myself every year I'm gonna get it in gear, but so far have not been able to do that on a consistent basis. But I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do well, and I hope that things are going well for you as we head into the holiday season. Hope that your morning's going well. Here we are, of course, in hour number four, which is, of course, the 5 o'clock hour in the Eastern Time Zone. Five is four, four is five. You get it. You know how that works. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. I did see this about our own California Governor Gavin Newsom. This from the Washington Examiner. Governor Gavin Newsom claimed his fervent support for President Joe Biden stemmed from his frustration over others not touting his achievements. The Biden achievements. Oh, yes. Well, I mean, we have to have to be a little more reverent when I say that, right? The Biden achievements, right? Well, what are those? I mean, other than, let's see, massive inflation, we've got a war in Ukraine, there's now war in Israel, China is, on the move here, and Joe Biden doesn't seem to be able to react well. They flew the spy balloon over our country. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. So tell me the achievements. But Gavin Newsom the other night, of course, on the on Fox News with Sean Hannity with the debate with Governor Ron DeSantis, and I thought DeSantis did a great job against Newsom. But Newsom, you know, when even asked about, well, you know, would you be on the ticket if they asked you if Joe Biden was not going to be running, this kind of thing, goes, oh, no, you know, this is, you know, it's going to be, I'm for them and this kind of stuff. I just don't buy any of that. Now, I don't buy that he's just being altruistic and nobody's touting his achievements. Well, there's probably a good reason why, Governor Newsom, because people don't want to go out there and get involved in the, loud Joe Biden movement, of which I'm not sure there really is, you know, other than the idea that, you know, standard issue Democrat or left messaging, where that would come in. He says, a little frustration, ? I mean, I'm going to get in trouble, but I mean, we got to show up for this guy. He's shown up for us the last 3 years, the American people. Newsom said. He went on to tout the bipartisan infrastructure law, the CHIPS and Science Act, the low unemployment numbers for various groups. Newsom also explained that while there were others who do, quote, an amazing job touting Biden's record, there should be more people promoting the Biden agenda. Well, fine. That's it. That's great. Gavin Newsom, go out there. And every other word I want you to say is Bidenomics. Every other word, just every other word I want to be Bidenomics, and tell people how good it is. Tell people how wonderful they have it right now. Tell people that, well, we look at these indicators and Bidenomics, and then I want you to whisper into the microphone, it's working. Right? Just like President Biden did. And I'm being facetious, of course, folks, because, you know, people aren't promoting the Biden agenda. Well, wait a minute. It's just about everybody's promoting the Biden agenda on the left overall, you know. But they're getting to be kind of savvy about this, though. That's why they don't want to mention the term Bidenomics. That's become a negative term. In fact, there was a whole story about this just the other day. And it's gone from, okay, you know, and Joe Biden himself said, well, you know, the Republicans, I'm just paraphrasing here, the Republicans sort of hung this moniker on me called Bidenomics. Well, in that case, it's great. You know why? Because it's working, as he said. So, you know, and now it's gone full circle. Now it's okay. Well, we don't listen. Here's the memo. Don't mention Bidenomics because people realize that stuff costs like a lot of money. All right. And people are realizing that that's not really going away anytime soon. People are worried about the interest rates. Yes, they've seen gasoline come down a little bit, but that in and of itself, I mean, it's still very high. It's still very high. I mean, you know, if you pull up to the gas station here down the street and it's no longer $5.44 a gallon, now it's $5.10 a gallon, we go, wow, that's amazing. But it used to be not even close to that, and still over $5, right? And, you know, and so it's hard to tout the achievements when it comes to that. So Gavin Newsom, he's doing his bit for king and country at this point, right? He's doing this. He's trying to be a good soldier in that regard. He's trying to say, look what I can do. I can go out there and I can sort of give this party line, because when they do come to me to say, you're on the ticket, we want you to be on the ticket, we're just going to draft you at the convention, then I'll have this wonderful track record of not having been critical or trying to say, well, I know people are having a hard time, this kind of stuff. It's all going to be Biden, and I'll be the one to be the standard bearer. I just think that that's kind of what he's doing. I think he's just trying to anticipate this kind of thing rather than that actually talk about things in a way that people would say, okay, well, that makes sense, or at least you kind of see what's happening to us. That, my friends, is huge. You know, it's kind of like back with Bill Clinton, you know, I feel your pain, that kind of stuff. And that's and he got a lot of mileage out of that kind of thing. People really did think he could feel their pain. People really did think he was being empathetic to them. And by the way, and I said this when the debate actually occurred, but I think it's relevant now because we're talking about Newsom. And that is, the debate, I think, really helped to sort of X out Gavin Newsom's personality in the minds of a lot of people that might have watched that debate. Because he came off, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, you know that, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but he kind of came off as preachy, you know, he's got to explain everything to us, and we just don't get it, and this kind of thing. And he didn't answer the questions, and he looked at the actual statistics that were put up on the screen, and he just sort of ignored it, or just sort of flew past it, didn't address it. And any voter who tuned in, maybe some people's like, oh, I just want to watch Gavin Newsom clean house, right? Wipe the floor with Ron DeSantis, and it's gonna, I've got my cheesy puffs. I've got everything ready to go with this. And they tune in and they see Gavin Newsom kind of not really accomplishing that. And as I said, kind of coming off as preachy and doing stuff like that. I think it might have been off-putting to some voters. I don't think it was his best hour, and I really think that if he goes out, if he were to do that all the time in the campaign, I don't know how wonderful it would be. He'd still be very formidable to have to beat. I'm not under any illusion of that, but you know, I don't think he did himself any favors at that debate. Well, Doug Emhoff, of course, he's the husband of Vice President Kamala Harris. According to Fox News, got his Hanukkah story wrong on Monday in social media post and was scolded for the confusion before he deleted it. In a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, Emhoff posted an image of himself and Harris lighting a menorah. The post was accompanied by his version of the origins of the eight-day Jewish holiday. The story of Hanukkah and the story of the Jewish people has always been one of hope and resilience. In the Hanukkah story, the Jewish people were forced into hiding, he wrote. No one thought they would survive or that the few drops of oil they had would last, but they survived and the oil kept burning. However, the Hanukkah story isn't about Jews hiding with a little bit of oil. The holiday celebrates, of course, the rededication of the Second Temple in Jerusalem in the second century, and celebrates the Jewish Maccabees' victory over their Greek Syrian oppressors. When the Jews sought to rededicate the temple, they found only one day's supply of sacred oil that miraculously lasted for 8 days. Several social media users criticized Imhoff's posts, with many saying his version didn't happen. Well, I don't know. Can we get away now with criticizing Imhoff? Or I got to tell you, this is actually better than Joe Biden's story about the house burning down. So, I don't know. I think he one-upped him on that. Well, folks, thanks for listening this morning. Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be with you, of course. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Thanks to you, the listeners. Thanks to the callers. We're going to be back with you again tomorrow morning, bright and early. Now, go out there and make it a great day, and we'll see you soon. Take care.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.